This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Emergency alert. This is Tuesday, March 10th, pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams, the governor of Washington State, just announced in a press conference about an hour ago that, and I'm paraphrasing, he intends to lock down the entire state of Washington under essentially medical martial law. Now, that's what it sounds like to me. It's possible he was only talking about Seattle, but the reason that doesn't work is because if you lock down Seattle, everybody flees Seattle, and then they go to the other regions of the state, and then all you're doing is spreading the infection. In fact, even if he locks down the entire state, people will flee the state. They'll go to Idaho, they'll go to Oregon, mostly Oregon, because you know that's where the population density is there on the West Coast. So then Oregon gets overrun with new fleeing patients or coronavirus victims from Washington. And then eventually Oregon has to declare a state of emergency and a quarantine lockdown. And this continues. It will spread from state to state like this. It's already exploding in New York. Governor Cuomo declared, well, activated the National Guard today. So I've been talking about medical martial law for over a month, and now it's here. So all the videos and podcasts that I put out about medical martial law, and then all the idiots out there who are like, oh, you're scaring people. Why do you have to be so scary? It has now happened today. March 10th is the day that medical martial law has begun in America, just as we predicted, just as I warned you. In fact, this has been happening like clockwork, according to my pandemic projection model. Last night, I released a downloadable version of that model. You can download the spreadsheet for yourself. It's an open source spreadsheet. It's got all the formulas and equations in there, so you can follow the math if you wish to look at the cells in the spreadsheet. You can run your own scenarios by changing the variables. You can change mortality rate, R-naught value. You can change the what's called social distancing suppression factor. It's all built into the formulas. And you can run your own scenarios on that spreadsheet, and you can find out how bad this gets or how low the numbers are if you have very high quarantine and essentially medical martial law. So this morning I was on the Alex Jones show, and I was explaining to Alex that the answer here, the only answer, is that Trump's going to have to lock down the entire country, like Italy just did yesterday. And frankly, Alex didn't want to hear that, which is okay. It's okay to have different opinions, different views. Lockdown is a nightmare scenario. I get it. And of course, we got to lock down the borders and we got to stop the international flights. All that has to happen at the same time. But we're talking about a total lockdown of the United States, essentially a 30-day shelter-in-place order across the entire country. That will unleash lots of ramifications that I'll probably talk about in other podcasts. Looting, uprisings, total chaos, lawlessness, starvation in some cases. It gets bad. It gets ugly very quickly. But the alternative is to do nothing, which is what Trump is doing now. And in the do nothing scenario, things get far worse very quickly. In about 8 weeks, the hospitals get overrun with infected patients. And in about 12 to 16 weeks, you start to have millions of infections and deaths in America. And I suppose that a 30-day lockdown is a better option than millions of people dead sometime over the summer. So we have entered the phase of medical martial law. It has begun. Today is the day. It's happening in New York. Again, Governor Cuomo activated the National Guard there around a city called New Rochelle. And the purpose of the National Guard there is to enforce a, quote, containment zone. So that's medical martial law. Whether it's called that or not is irrelevant. That's what it is. You're locked down. You can't leave. No road traffic in or out. Enforced at gunpoint, exactly like I showed in my podcasts and documentaries, exactly as I've explained here. Again, there's nothing happening that I haven't already told you in advance. Everything that you are seeing is something I told you about weeks ago. And I know you get that, but for most Americans, all these things come as a surprise. What? There's a lockdown? What? There's a quarantine? No way. It's like lightning bolt out of the blue. No, it isn't. It's actually row number 104 on the pandemic projection spreadsheet, by the way. It's right there in the math. you can see it. Not difficult to see, I suppose, if you can follow exponential math. But this is why I've been modeling this and warning people about it. So we're now in a situation where even our own customers who are in Seattle, let's say, I'm not sure that we can ship to them any longer or for how much longer. I don't know how that's going to work. I guess we'll find out from the governor there. The governor, Inslee, apparently can do math, which is really amazing. You almost never encounter government people who can do math. But this guy says he's done the math and he knows that this doubles about every 7 or 8 days. And if that happens, then by May, there are going to be 64,000 infections in the state of Washington. And it was basing that, by the way, on there being only 1,000 infections right now. In reality, he knows that in the state of Washington, there are already at least 5,000 infections, maybe 10,000. Hard to say, but at least 5,000. So in truth, you know, we're talking about over 300,000 infections in May, unless they lock the state down. It's very easy to see, if you follow the math, how quickly this thing explodes, and then it overruns all the hospitals in Seattle and Kirkland and everywhere in the state. Even rural Washington, eastern Washington, which is where the good people live, by the way. Yes, rural. Rural Oregonians and rural Washingtonians and rural Californians, those are great people, by the way. They know it, and they're in a much safer place right now, and they've been ahead of the curve on all this. And heck, while we're at it, rural Idahoans, rural Wyomians, or however you say that. How do you say that? Rural Montanans, rural Utahans. I'm not going to go through the whole country. I just had to interject a little bit of linguistic humor there for you in this crazy time. So anyway, look, bottom line is, if you live in Seattle and you did not prepare until now, and you happen to be listening to this for some odd reason, you're too late. You should have prepared last weekend. Last weekend was your last weekend to prepare. So now it's too late. So now the store shelves will be stripped bare. Now you're going to have to live on whatever you have already, which hopefully is enough to get you through a 30-day lockdown. If you didn't prepare, you're going to be in a tight spot. But for the rest of the people all around America, if the quarantine lockdown has not yet come to your city, you still have time to prepare. You need to get out to your grocery store, to your hardware store, to your feed store. You better stock up on the dog food, the cat food, in my case, the donkey food. Actually, my donkey's free range most of the time, but I do need some chicken food. You better get yourself some butter and olive oil and bacon or whatever it is that you live on. Probably during the quarantine, the power grid will stay up. That's good news. So you can have freezers full of food. Hopefully the internet will work. I'm not totally convinced that it will everywhere, but hopefully the internet stays up. So maybe you can work from home. If not, you might have to live without a paycheck for 30 days. So plan accordingly. Get prepared now. Do you need more ammo? Do you need a firearm? Do you need some sanitizers? Do you need an extra prescription for your medication if you're on thyroid drugs or insulin or whatever? Get prepared now. Time's running out. That's it. I can only warn people so many times. Most people won't listen. But I know you're among the people who do listen. That's why you're listening to this. So you're probably in better shape right now than 99% of Washingtonians or Seattleans, if we want to say that. How do you say citizens of Seattle? Seattle Atlians. Yeah, there we go. The point is, you're better than 99%. You're better off. Why? Because you planned ahead, but you're surrounded by people in a society who did not plan ahead, and they are going to start to panic now. The day is now. It's already happening. So stay informed. This is Mike Adams, pandemic.news. We'll try to keep you updated as this whole thing unfolds. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean, foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.